Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money, up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. For this week, we got a great episode, Roseanne Barr. Now, for those of you that are big fans of Joe, and if you're listening to this, you must be, or you've just stumbled on the wrong podcast, you will know that Roseanne was scheduled to come on a while ago, and it's taken a while logistically to get her on to talk about the controversy of some tweets that she sent that ended up getting her fired from her show and really kind of ruining her reputation in a lot of ways. So we're going to get into that, and that's podcast 1184. Just a quick mention to new listeners out there. The point of this podcast is to kind of highlight the great points of the week for the Joe Rogan Experience. I basically do a bit of a summary and go over parts that I really enjoyed and other questions that I had. And sometimes I have guests on as well that will put their two cents in. Eventually, this is really just going to be a podcast for the fans to get their voice in and show their appreciation for what Joe Rogan has created. So anyway, without further ado, thank you for listening. I really appreciate the support. There's a lot of you guys. And, you know, I'm always trying to make this better. This is just low budget for now, but I'm going to make it a lot better shortly. So stay tuned and thanks a lot for tuning in. So yes, Roseanne got fired from ABC, I think. I don't know what channel her show was on, but they brought back the Roseanne show from the late 80s, early 90s, whenever that was on. I quite liked the original show. My mom did. She always used to watch it. And Roseanne's always been funny. She is really a legend in the stand-up world. She was, in a lot of ways, the first female comic that really came out and caught the attention of the crowds and said some vulgar shit and just crushed. She's an excellent stand-up comic and really, you know, she's had a tough life and that tough life has led to her being hilarious and almost like a therapy in a sense for her. So she tweeted some crazy shit when she was on Ambien and she may have had a couple of glasses of wine. She made a reference to a lady looking like Planet of the Apes. So that was seen as a very racist tweet and she immediately got fired from her show that she just brought Roseanne back, and it was a number one show. It was a hit, and yeah, got kind of hit for it. And it was rough. And she gets into this, and her and Joe kind of talk about it. You can tell that they're friends. And Joe just wants to get the message out there. So Roseanne is really, she's had documented mental illnesses. She's been admitted to like a mental illness ward for help when she was younger and just had a really tough life early on. She did experience some head trauma when she was younger that often will lead to like very impulsive behavior, which it sounds like she has. She was talking about that with Joe. And she also gets into some stories of when she was locked up. And what the people were like in the mental wards. I mean, this must have been in like, what, the 60s? So conditions in there were rough. And, you know, she did what she needed to survive, but was under a lot of pressure mentally and taking drugs and these sorts of things. So I think the point of highlighting that is it important because we have a lot of sympathy for disabled people, you know, but when it comes to someone's mental illness, we don't give them a lot of sympathy, you know. We won't allow them to act in a certain way, potentially, and then say, oh, this is their mental illness, not necessarily them. And I guess there's two sides to it, right? You could almost say, well, if you struggle with a mental illness, you probably shouldn't be on Twitter. Fair enough, but this is America, and you have the right. And sometimes you're going to say some crazy shit. And come on, she's a comedian too. It doesn't excuse you from saying truly racist or hateful things, of course. But the way she explained it, it wasn't about this person's race as much as her politics, some of the things that she thinks. And it was kind of misconstrued, and she just never had the opportunity to apologize. The real question is there any room? Can you apologize? Are you even allowed to anymore? Is there any road back? Is there any redemption? So, yeah, it's a tough one. Roseanne is an outspoken Trump supporter and a Republican. She has been for like the last 10 years or so. She kind of flipped over to that. And she does talk about how on the show, they wouldn't give her any Hillary jokes to make, but you could have as many Trump ones as you want. Very liberal environment in Hollywood. And she felt a lot of pressure on that end, almost like they were just looking for the opportunity to get rid of her. After that part of the conversation, she just really went back into what's important to her, which is her family and her daughters, and how they've been really supportive, even though they do think she's a bit of a nutcase. And she's openly admitting that she is. You know, this is a tough time for her, and she seems like a really sweet person. And, you know, she overlooks her family and who's marrying into the family and what values they have. And she's all about raising her kids the right way. And that's really cool, I think. So she gets into that. She's, you know, she's very caring and well thought out. You know, she's a thoughtful person, which really does make you think, is it possible that she could have said something that awful? Well, doesn't seem to fit who she was portraying on this podcast. It's kind of hard to hide that for hours and hours. I don't know. That's up to you. You guys listen and you decide and hit me up. Let me know. But at the end of the day, she felt like she got a lot of support from fans, not a lot of support in the professional community of like comedy and so on. Though Joe said, well, I did. And Joe obviously has been supporting her, and so has Doug Stanhope. So they've been behind her. And I think quite rightly too. You know, it wasn't just, oh, this is my friend and she did something terrible, but we should forgive her. It was more about, hey, maybe she didn't even do something terrible and this was misconstrued. And people need to stop and listen and kind of put an ear to it. That's really what I was getting from it. I was really impressed listening to it. I thought the conversation was great. It was just a really nice insight to like who Roseanne Barr is. And I'm impressed. I think that she seemed like a really sweet lady. And hopefully she'll get an opportunity to come back and do something else and maybe redeem herself, you know? I mean, it's one thing to find, you know, the predators like Cosby and Harvey Weinstein and these bad people, but then jumping all over people that are just becoming victims themselves for things that they say, I think that that's an area we want to stay away from, and we should be more open to giving people a chance to redeem themselves and apologize and just be there to listen. Got to have that back and forth. Anyway, that's it. Check that one out. It's a great podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk soon, guys. Cheers.